Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, August 30th, 2016, the 2017 edition of Guinness World Book of Records states that Ringo Starr's copy of The White Album was officially the most expensive LP ever sold at auction. Guinness confirmed that a December 2015 sale at Julian's Auction House set a new high for album prices when the first edition copy with the catalog number 000001, which was kept in a vault in perfect condition by Starr for more than 35 years, sold for $790,000. On this day in 1995, Sterling Morrison, a founding member of the Velvet Underground, dies of cancer at his home in New York, one day after his 53rd birthday. Also on this day in 1995, Carly Simon and James Taylor performed live together for the first time since 1979, when they sang in front of 10,000 fans on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Their marriage had come to an end in 1983. On this day in 1993, The Late Show with David Letterman premieres on CBS, with Billy Joel as his first musical guest. On this day in 1990, Paul Anka, who was born in Ottawa, Canada, is naturalized as an American citizen in Las Vegas. During the ceremony, his illegally parked car was towed away. Welcome to America. On this day in 1986, Steve Winwood, former lead vocalist for the Spencer Davis Group, has the number one record in the U.S. with Higher Love. On this day in 1973, The Doors officially disband 2 years after Jim Morrison's death. Over the years, keyboardist Ray Manzarek and guitarist Robbie Krieger attempted several reunions. And on this day, August 30th, 1959, a song taken from a 1928 German play called Three Penny Opera debuts on this day and will reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and win a Grammy Award for Record of the Year. What's the song and who's the singer that made it famous? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, August 30th, 1959, a song taken from a 1928 German play called Three Penny Opera debuts and will reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and win a Grammy Award for Record of the Year. Here's Bobby Darin and Mack the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mack the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now, Jimmy Diver, ho, ho, Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynn and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that Lottie.